Hello, I'm Dr. Andrew Hingston. I'm an Honorary Research Associate at the University of Tasmania.
Dr. Hingston, it's been 20 years since the European bumblebee was introduced into Tasmania. How did it come to be here?
That's something that we still don't know and probably never will know. They just turned up and were first found in Battery Point. There was also another bee was seen up towards central Tasmania at about the same time, which does suggest that maybe it wasn't one isolated bee being brought in. And the genetic analysis that has been done suggests that this population is descended from more than two individual queens. So it does suggest that they were deliberately brought in, but it wasn't an official government-sanctioned introduction. So it sounds like somebody decided to sneak them in for some reason.
In 2006, you undertook a very comprehensive study about the impact and the spread of bumblebees in Tasmania. What did you find?
We found that by the summer of 2005-2006, bumblebees had spread over the entire mainland of Tasmania from sea level up to the top of Mount Ossa. They're just everywhere. Also on Bruny Island, Maria Island and Matsaika Island. So that's, 13, 14 years since they were introduced. They'd gone right across the whole state. Then by 2008, I received a report of them on Cape Barron Island. So they're starting to move out across Bass Strait as well onto the Furneaux group.
So what sort of impact would the spread of this introduced species have on Australian native flora and fauna?
That's difficult to determine because bumblebees forage on such a wide variety of plants. There's the potential for them to have an impact on the pollination of all of those plants that it visits. Some it may increase the seed set of, some it may decrease the seed set of. And there's also the potential for them to compete for food in terms of nectar and pollen with a whole host of different other insects, birds, mammals that feed on those things. So potential for a huge amount of impact, and very diverse kind of impacts as well. We do know that they're reducing the amounts of nectar available in eucalypt flowers, eucalypts which are being fed on by swift parrots, which are an endangered species. And we know that the reproductive success of swift parrots is dependent on the amount of food available to them. So that was, if we sort of put all those things together, it suggests that bumblebees are likely to be having an impact on the reproductive success of swift parrots. We have evidence of them displacing native bees from flowers. So where you have more bumblebees, the native bees are visiting fewer flowers. And we have evidence of them biting holes through flowers to access nectar, so that they're not coming into contact with the reproductive organs of the flowers. So potentially taking nectar away without pollinating the flowers. We also have evidence of some plants from Europe that are adapted to bumblebee pollination, actually becoming weeds since bumblebees have turned up here. So, before we had bumblebees, they didn't have effective pollinators here. Now that bumblebees are here, they're producing seeds and starting to spread from gardens out into the surrounding areas. Things like Rhododendron ponticum, which is the worst weed in the British Isles, never had a problem with that here in Tasmania, but on the west coast it is now starting to spread.
Now, you said genetic research has shown that they've come from a very limited lineage. Is that having an effect on its ability to reproduce?
It doesn't appear to be, having spread right across Tasmania in 13 or 14 years. It is possible that inbreeding has reduced their rate of spread. There's two ways in which that inbreeding could be constraining the population. One is by producing fewer workers to bring food into colonies, but also having fewer colonies because the queens are mating with a sterile male instead of a fertile male.
What sort of conditions will it take to prompt new research?
That's a very good question. It would take somebody to come along with an enormous bag of money and say, here, here, Dr. Hingston, can you go and tell us this, this, and this? Or it may take, you know, a postgraduate student to have an interest in it and come along and say, oh, I really want to do an honours project or a PhD project looking at the effects of bumblebees on this particular aspect of the ecosystem. So, yeah, it can come from two ways, top down or bottom up. At the moment, it's coming from no direction. If bumblebees are having a significant impact, we don't even know. They're probably the, they could potentially be having quite a significant impact, and we don't know unless somebody's doing some sort of study into it.